What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Shaw hits a fly ball, center field and deep. Rodriguez all the way back, and Shaw touches the ball again.
Matt wasn't in the lineup at AAA. Is he joining you guys?
Yeah, it's under consideration for sure. We'll get together after the game and discuss.
And that was about as direct as we got from Craig Counsell, because Matt Shaw, according to John Heyman, breaking the news on the morning show with Mully and Haw, that Matt Shaw is being called up from AAA Iowa. Cubs have not yet announced it, but it was our very own Bruce Levine who said that he saw Nicky Lopez on Hug Watch, which is normally a trade deadline thing. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score, but it's all coming together in a way that I think would make it make sense. When they called up Moises Ballesteros, we talked about how we thought Matt Shaw would be somebody they might want to bring back. Moises got his chance, and now maybe have Matt Shaw play against a Marlins team, even though it's in Miami. You know, get a little of the cushier part of the schedule under your belt. Good opportunities for him, and that is the reported word, but we don't have anything official yet.
I had started to grow a little bit of attached to the merry-go-round at third base. Who were we going to miss the most? Nicky Lopez, Miguel Brujan,
Vidal Brujan.
Jesus.
It's
okay.
You really had to bring him up, huh?
Unbelievable. Birdie.
Are you kidding? We were calling it the Gage Workman Cup.
That's right. Yeah, we came up with that. Who came up with that? I got to give credit.
Was it Ray?
That was me. Ray, yeah.
That's right.
What about the Nick
Gage Tater Workman Cup?
The Nick Madrigal Cup?
Oh, that too. The better, like the more quickly I can forget about the Nick Madrigal experience, the better. So thank you, Tater. Thank you.
Another famous third baseman in Cubs history. Oh,
Tater.
I didn't mean to crater the entire discussion.
Crater with
fine.
Tater?
It's fine. We know what we sign up for when we do this job, and sometimes you get attached to people.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, I try to attach myself to good memories, but I don't have any good memories from this past weekend. So that's just kind of where we are right now.
What are you talking about? You're Mr. PCA. You got a lot of data to support your thesis.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like the Cubs are any closer to paying PCA the money that he's going to be actually making by the time they pay him?
I've decided that Jed Hoyer's entire mantra should just be, this could be us, but you playing. And it's the sale of, do you feel how good this is, where your team is the talk of the town again and everybody's enjoying Wrigley and all that real estate that you bought up, and everybody's here and they're having a good time, and maybe they're spending even more money in your neighborhood because people are happy about the team. See how all that goes together? Isn't it nice to not feel stressed out whenever you have a lineup that's perfectly aligned? Well, not perfectly, but pretty dang close. You know, when you don't have to worry about 5 through 9 in your lineup, for example, producing. Yeah, no, I think the whole sales pitch should be, you could feel this way for a longer time. Doesn't just have to be a year.
I think
sign
this is,
Kyle Tucker, sign PCA. Why not both?
Because this is more about a kid who's, let's say, struggling in chemistry class, right? And he's got to get a certain grade in chemistry to keep playing basketball or doing whatever he likes to do for fun. Because his parents are like, if you don't get a C in chemistry, you're grounded. You're cut out. Because there's parents like that. And I said C, and that's being nice, right?
If I got a C, I'd be run out the house.
The problem is you get the C, but guess what? The school year continues, and you have to keep making those grades. And if you don't have the resources to keep making those grades, you're eventually just – so the stress of the next thing is just as equally problematic as the stress of the current thing. So if you're the Cubs and you're thinking, oh, Kyle Tucker, oh, PCA, it's one thing to say you've got PCA under your control, you're going to be able to sign him. But what if you can sign PCA, which they can, and they will, and if at worst they go to arbitration, have to pay him a whole lot of money on the back end. But Kyle Tucker – you still haven't solved that problem. So when you look around and say this and that and the other, you're not going to be able to keep this, that, and the other. Pick and choose.
Well, they should be able to. And by the way, just in case you're keeping score, Cody Bellinger had a very nice grand slam last night.
And if you're keeping score, C's get degrees, too. Apparently, you guys never got a C in your life.
Got one once in geometry for a six-week period. That was a dark time.
Oh, man.
Average ain't good enough, Mark.
I understand.
Average ain't good enough.
Well, you know, C's get degrees. I found that out.
Wait, C is for diploma.
When did you take up the mantra, C's get degrees? Were your parents really okay with you bringing home a bunch of C's?
No, not really. But, you know, I mean, my brother's got good grades, so I didn't need to get good grades. You know what I mean?
My brother's got good grades, and it didn't matter.
Your family sounds lax.
I was, I don't know if lax necessarily, but, you know, you do whatever you have to work with. Eventually, you have to accept who you are, and at times, that's who I was. Isn't it amazing, too, that since the PCA mania has begun, and here we are talking about PCA money, and we're not really talking, I mean, I know we're talking about it now, but people aren't really talking about the Kyle Tucker thing as much anymore. Like, the pandemonium over you gotta sign Kyle Tucker has been put in the back seat temporarily because of Pete Carr. Pay Pete Carr! Never mind Kyle Tucker!
Say Suzuki might be the first person to tell you that Kyle Tucker has made his life better.
It's never been about don't pay Kyle Tucker. About we know where it is with Kyle Tucker. Either you are or you ain't.
Right, and I think most people figure it out by now that even if it's from Tucker's side, nothing's going to happen in season with Kyle Tucker, and that might be Kyle Tucker driving that bus more than anybody at this
point.
And
also the budgetary constraints that the fans are familiar with their baseball team is why they're saying go ahead and sign him now, PCA, because we know you're going to make excuses if the bill gets too big on the back end.
I mean, that's it. If they want to really act like a small market team and do the intelligent spending thing, then they would do those types of deals.
Tom Rick has got some decisions to make.
That's it. And then you try to pay your people. I do think, though, either way, you're also hoping that your prospects hit. And to call up Matt Shaw again, I think, is a good sign that is an indication that they're in a healthy place, too, when you consider it. He should have been the guy the whole time. I understand having to go back, but you're hoping it's just for a little bit amount of time.
Join me, Mark Grody, from 1 to 3 p.m. this Saturday at the Verizon store at 630 Grand Avenue in Gurnee.
Can we call you? Like, what happens at the Verizon store? Do we get to pick up various phones and just be like, give me Mark Grody?
That would be kind of cool, right?
Come on in. I'll hand out a phone to everybody. No, I probably shouldn't say that. But yeah, I'm going to be hanging out there. We could talk some sports and all the good things going on at Verizon and Gurnee.
But it looks
Thursday.
Like, no, hold on. There's more to this. Three pairs of tickets will be given away to Cubs on Deck on the 28th with us. You're with us that day. Budweiser, Brickhouse, Tavern, and Wrigley. Ian Happ will also be with us.
Sick.
Not to mention the food at Brickhouse, which is always great.
Cubs on Deck is powered by Verizon. Learn more about Verizon's deals for Military Appreciation Month at your local Verizon store.
Well, I look forward to all of that.
Yeah.
How does that
come on
sound?
By, guys. Come on to Gurnee. Hang out with me.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.